Hello, all you positive heads out there. It's so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we are super happy to have you here, and we just ask that you bring an open mind and heart to your listening experience and to be prepared to explore vantage points that I'm convinced will help shift or solidify your current understanding of the ultimate nature of reality in a way that is extremely empowering. Speaking of exploring powerful perspectives, I'm super excited to announce the release of my very first book, The Golden Key: Modern Alchemy to Unlock Infinite Abundance. If you're ready to alchemize the circumstances in your life so that your abundance expands to an entirely new level in 2021, head over to goldenkey.gift to download the audio or ebook as my gift to you by using the code POSITIVEHEAD. All right, all you positive heads, welcome, welcome. Here we grow again. It is a magical Monday here in the studio as I record. And as always, I'm super excited to be back with each and every one of you. And today we're going to do something a little different. For the first time, I have decided to share the Zoom key conversations that we've been doing. I think we've done about three of them now, ever since we launched the Golden Key. I started once a month jumping on a Zoom and having an interactive conversation with people, and it's been really, really great to do. I've done this a few times. I did it about a year plus ago as well, wanted to explore, experiment. You know me, I'm always iterating and trying new things, and it's been really, really great to conversate and connect. Similarly to what we've done on Clubhouse, but even more intimate because we can see everyone, and it's been a small, relatively small group thus far. So yesterday's conversation was really, really inspiring. So I thought I would share it today and let you guys kind of get a sneak peek into the Zoom key conversations. And of course, if you'd like to register for May's, it's going to be happening on May 16th. The link is in down below the show notes, and you can register to join us. And it's a repeating thing each month. It's a great way to support the show and just connect with me, ask questions directly. And I love how intimate it is. And although as much as I love that, I would love to have more of you guys in there to mix it up with and connect with. It feels really, really good to just get to know more and more of our community, the P-Head tribe. So yeah, in this particular episode, we share what we talked about was most of the people in this Zoom, recorded from yesterday, have all read The Golden Key and also went on to play The Golden Game, the abundance manifestation game outlined at the end of the book, and also on goldenkey.gift. And there's some really cool stories of abundance, including one of my own that I haven't fully shared until now. This stuff is real. So if you guys haven't read The Golden Key, definitely go download the audio or ebook, or you can also stream it once you put in the code POSITIVEHEAD to get free access, and then play the game. You can't lose. Where attention goes, energy flows. And as you'll hear with some of these examples, my own personal example and several others, the amazing abundance that is manifested, it just continues. It really surprises me that how few people are playing, quite honestly, compared to how many are getting the book. And it's just like, one of these things that I truly believe and have seen firsthand, like Dr. Joe Dispenza says, if you want changes, if you really want to change your life, you've got to make little changes to do that. And this is turns on new genes, this, nerve cells that fire together, wire together. So you create new neural networks, new neural pathways. When you play the game, you do these little things. They're not super time and energy intensive, but they make little shifts in your vibration. And over time, if I make a little shift, if I'm driving, flying across the country, for example, and I move the plane 2 degrees north, I'm going to end up in, Maine instead of Florida, right? Going from California. So it's these little shifts that make such a big difference. And, when you create the time to, you know, you can listen to this book in 3 hours. It is 25 years of deep exploration distilled. It's like a positivity pill. It is a vibration. It is a seed. And then you turn around and play the game above and beyond that. It will work. It does work if you choose to take small steps. And you're going to hear it here from myself and a few other listeners. And once again, goldenkey.gift, where you can get the book with code POSITIVEHEAD and also play the game. And we've just launched a Facebook group, a private Facebook group just for the people that are playing, to keep the vibration elevated and just support one another, because it's all about swimming in this vibrational pool of abundance. And that's what attracts more. So we're just launching that. We've set it up and people are, we're going to flip the switch and start, you know, interacting with each other this week. So, would love to have you there too. Would love to just interact and play more. And yeah, I think I've made that clear. With that being said, love you guys. Hope you enjoy. This is April's Zoom Key Conversation. Thank you, those of you who are part of it and you know, getting to co-create today's episode. And I hope to see more of you on May's Zoom as well. Enjoy.
Thea, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. Doing well. Great. Have a cool abundance story for everyone.
You do? Ooh.
Can we start with that?
Yeah.
After the struggle bus Zoom today, yeah. I'm ready for an abundance story.
Yeah, get us going. Get us hyped.
Yeah. So let's see. I read the book back in like February, and I didn't get around to like actually start like making my contribution and playing the game until I guess the end of March.
Uh-huh.
Right. So I went and I made my contribution. It's more than I've ever paid for a book before. Like I tried like to stretch, right? And I wasn't even like specifically looking for financial abundance. I'm actually really, I really want like balance and time. Financial abundance would be awesome, but it wasn't like my main focus.
Uh-huh.
And within the same week that I started the game, my husband was tapped for a position that he never applied for, didn't even express interest in.
Wow.
And they asked him to step into this role that is going to pay $20,000 to $25,000 more a year.
Wow.
Yes.
It's like, okay, that's awesome.
Awesome. Wow.
Literally out of nowhere.
That is so cool. Is the position one that you think he's going to enjoy performing more?
Oh, 100%. 100%. It's like doing something like it's actually a sales position, which he never really thought he'd want to do sales.
Uh-huh.
But it's selling something he absolutely loves.
That's
so,
the key to sales.
Yeah,
exactly. Really, so it's not really sales. It's just him talking about what he likes to talk about.
Yeah.
So
that's awesome.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Congratulations.
Thank you guys.
To both of you. So Kristen, how about you? How has your journey been since our last, you weren't on the last one. You were on two ago though, I feel like.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. I missed the last one, unfortunately, but, great. Things, I actually have some crazy news.
Oh yeah.
I like this. I think
Jonathan, you better have some crazy news.
So, I found out, 2 weeks ago that I am pregnant.
Wow.
Abundance.
I know.
That's
like
congratulations.
Yeah, that's like the biggest form of abundance. So,
oh my goodness.
Yeah, so I'm pretty excited. Of course, like it was unplanned, so it's a little bit of a shock, but me and my partner are both really excited. And
wow.
Yeah. So it's crazy because all the crazy synchronicities I've had with the book, I really think that it's just showed me to like just appreciate what I already have. So this, you know, learning that I'm pregnant, it just kind of like made me realize a few things that I had been like striving, you know, I keep trying to like go outwards and like attain these goals and all, like I'm just always trying to reach stuff.
Yep.
And it just made me realize like just somehow it's like I just felt kind of well, one, I felt disconnected from those goals. And so I felt disconnected from myself. And then I also, it just made me realize to just kind of like step back, and I'm dropping all those things. And I'm just going to be grateful for the abundance that I already have in my life. And of course, this new life. So it's been a crazy ride, you know, moving into a new apartment and then, you know, finding this out, but I'm really excited. And I know that all the things that I'd been asking for in, you know, the golden game, I really feel like has manifested through this child.
Wow.
It's crazy. All the realizations I've already had, just, you know, finding out I'm pregnant. So super excited.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
You said it was not a planned pregnancy.
Right.
Which is fun. Is having children something that's always been high on your, like, I'm definitely going to be a mother, or I'm unsure, or, you know, kind of what was your stance before?
So, yeah, I will say pretty much for my whole life, I've never wanted kids.
Wow.
But, you know, I just got into this relationship like a year and a half ago, and being in, like, this is my first like serious relationship. I'm 28 years old. You know, I've waited a while for, you know, what felt right to me.
Uh-huh.
And so, after being with him, it's just, that changed for me. Like, I knew I could see myself having a family with him. And so, we just, you know, we found out, and of course, you know, it's a little bit shocking, but, I'm really excited that it's with him. And I know in my heart that it's, you know, the perfect timing and the perfect person. I know we're going to be in this together, and I'm just really excited, you know, with the way it's happened, you know.
Wow.
And
that's so exciting.
I know, it's so crazy. Yeah, I really feel in my heart that what I was asking for, because you say you ask for these things, but be open to them happening in another way. So I really feel like this is what it is, even though, like, I'd rather, you know, if I had planned it, which that's another thing. It's like, I've always been a planner. So it's just teaching me to just surrender, like just let go. And it's honestly been really great to just keep remembering to surrender. And it's like, now I've taken that load off of like trying to attain all these goals. And I'm like, right now, I'm just going to focus on connecting to myself, my body, this baby, and connecting to the life that I already have, the abundance that I already have. And I'm just really grateful and excited to have, you know, this realization and to have it through, you know, this pregnancy. So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So exciting. You know, I took a picture at a restaurant the other day. There's a restaurant called Cafe Gratitude right down the street here. And mm-hmm. I took a picture and I sent it to in the text message group. It says abundance can be had simply by consciously receiving what already has been given.
Oh my gosh. And you know, something crazy. I had a synchronicity with that podcast episode.
Oh, really?
Okay. So yeah, I listened to it last week, and like right before, I had just decided, okay, I'm letting go of my goals, and I'm just going to practice being grateful for what's already in my life. And I was driving for Uber when I was like having these thoughts, and Normally, you know, again, I listen to podcasts or audiobooks, but that day I was listening to music, and I had driven kind of far, and I wanted to like go drive back to I live in Dallas. So I wanted to drive back to downtown Dallas where it's busier. And so it was a 17-minute drive, and I was like, okay, I think I'm going to listen to a podcast. And so of course I went to your podcast, and the first episode was that episode about receiving the abundance, or the, you know, being grateful for what you already have. I forgot what the episode was called, but guess how long it is? It's 17 minutes. And that was a drive to downtown Dallas. And it was the first episode that you had just released. So it's just like these little signs everywhere.
They're everywhere. Yeah. It's like, they never stop being exciting, but they're literally just increasing exponentially, I think. And then the more we notice, the more we look, the more we notice, it's just like becomes this feedback loop of, you know, increased reflection.
Yeah, super cool.
I love it. Thank you, Kristen, so much for sharing all this with us. It's so
Both of you guys, Kristen, I remember you played the game big. Mm-hmm. And Thea, yeah. you did too. Mm-hmm. Like you both like went for it. And mm-hmm. it's so cool to hear like the, yeah. the positive, like the, you know, and from unexpected, you know, the positive feedback loop from an unexpected way. And that's yes. so often
yes.
how it comes, mm-hmm. right? It's like, to me, I find a lot of relief in remembering sometimes whenever I find myself feeling a little like kind of trapped, maybe like, I don't see the path to what it is that I want. Mm-hmm. Or it seems like just daunting or out of reach in a way. Then I'm like, oh yeah, remember, it can just, you know, come in the most miraculous, odd, unexpected way, yeah. you know, the abundance or whatever you're seeking. And did you guys both join the Facebook group that we're just about to launch? Did you?
Yes.
We sent out the invite. We haven't actually let everyone in yet, but we're mm-hmm. going to do that this week. But yeah, I'm going to share my abundance story as soon as we launch, or maybe I'll share it because it's just the few of us today here in a minute, because I have a big abundance story that happened soon after launching that I haven't shared on the show.
I have a little mini abundance story too.
Yay. So,
well, before I do that, maybe I'll share it because it's just a few of us. Jonathan, how are you, buddy?
Yes, I'm doing really well. Thanks, everybody. So congratulations to all these great pieces of news. I'll say I'm pregnant with all sorts of possibilities.
I love it.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I've learned through many, many quote unquote, you know, mistakes, diversions, or, you know, what's happening types of things, that it really is what you've all been describing already, is that just be present, be grateful for what you have, really know within yourself that things will flow in the right direction. And this call today, this Zoom today, is a perfect example of that. It's like, okay, you know, 4:00, I don't see any email. I know last month it came in about an hour ahead, all these different things. So rather than me saying, oh, there's something wrong with the Zoom or something wrong with me, maybe they took me off the list because I didn't, because, and this is intertwined because I didn't see anything about Clubhouse and I really wanted to go to that. And maybe because I wasn't very much of a share. I mean, this is really inaccurate though. I knew mm-hmm. when I was thinking this, these are just wow. monkey mind things.
Yep, yep.
It's like, oh, so maybe, so, you know, it's just a way of just like, okay, I noticed that, but I know that we are all love. That's why I said that earlier, as we all were yes. on there. And that's yeah. really the name of the game. And the fact that these quote mistakes happen, it's helping us learn how to be better for people who will be coming onto this into the future. And on that same theme, I think I mentioned, I think it was 2 times ago, that I've somehow gotten the, you know, I got the golden key and all that, but I think very soon after that, I registered for this and have a monthly, you know, donation or a gift or whatever we mm-hmm, want to call it mm-hmm. for that. And somehow, and I think I started to explain this on the call that we had a couple months ago, I said, for some reason, I couldn't get back to go in and actually pay for the book in an amount I wanted to. And I thought, well, maybe because I did this other thing, it's not happening. And I don't know what I did about passwords. So I'm actually pretty slow at tech, but I'm a very good learner. And sooner or later, I'm probably one of the better with these things.
Yeah.
But I think maybe I'm here as an example of how to kind of, quote unquote, again, same thing. I'm not messing anything up, but I'm helping show that there are idiosyncrasies either to the process that's available or the process that I'm bringing to the table in co-creativity that makes things get a little haywire, but ultimately I know it's going to work out. So maybe it's a quick phone call on the side, or maybe we should talk about a few of these things like, oh, you need to have done this or that. But anyway, for me, in a sense, it didn't matter because I'm still putting out what I felt like I wanted to give for the book, and I'm giving out in all directions with the work I do and the people I meet, activities I'm doing. So
beautiful.
Everything will kind of like align more perfectly. Oh, that word perfect. But anyway,
perfectly imperfect.
Yes, exactly.
I love how you shared that, you know, because yeah, there's even a smaller group of us this week because something did go on here with the Zoom where we had them all scheduled and they should automatically invite everyone, but I'm not even seeing all of our scheduled stuff in there. So those of us who are here, you know, everything, it's perfectly imperfect. We're here and there's probably some people out there scratching their head, but we'll figure it out by next month. And I think it might have to do with the fact that Zoom updated everything, but I'm not 100% sure. But I love the fact that you shared how it caused you to sort of, you know, come up, you know, notice, observe these ideas of, oh, hold on, I'm not getting invited because there's something wrong with me. I did something wrong. I'm not good enough. Whatever that is. And then observe that coming up and then said, no, that's just an old script playing out that isn't true, which of course, yeah, as you know, now it definitely isn't true. And I think that's, it's awesome that to get that glimpse in, because we've all been there. We've all had that experience, and just finding your way through it, you know, that in itself is abundance. It's like growing beyond, because those sorts of stories and thoughts, it's, you know, self-deprecation and, you know, self-judgment, it cripples so many people who never find their way through the other side. Right. And then, you know, had you not even like went and been clever enough with your tech savvy to go and find the old link from last month, and here we are, you know, on it, then, you know, you'd had a very different experience. That story could have continued to play out and maybe even grow, and you add new, you know, things onto it that just are all self-created. And I applaud your tech savvy, Jonathan.
Yeah, and the main motivator was, again, love. And then, you know, in terms of the manifestation part, I definitely was visualizing all of this happening. So it's like, okay, just keep moving forward, find the right way to get there.
Yep. You did it. And Alexandra somehow found her way here. Alexandra, hello. Can you hear
us?
How are you?
I got logged off and logged back in again. I don't know what's going on.
Did you get an email invite You did?
Yeah, I did. I got it. Yeah, about an hour and a quarter ago.
Because a bunch of people didn't. You're the only one on that did. So something, I'm glad you did. Okay, that makes me feel better that someone. So how are you doing today?
Good. Really good. Yeah. I had a nice night without the kids. So that was, had a nice bath last night, and my husband took the kids out to our cabin on our farm, and I had the first night out there with the telescope and looked at the moon and stuff.
I love
it. Good. Yeah.
I really like your necklace that you're wearing.
I got this in Italy.
Cool.
In Venice. It's like a handmade.
I'm in Venice right now.
Venice Beach. Yeah.
Well, everyone before you got here was just sort of sharing some stories. We had some exciting stories of abundance that had happened for Thea and Kristen, and Jonathan was just sharing some really interesting abundant perspectives that he has overcome limiting thoughts. And so I'm just curious if you have anything that feels relevant to share, maybe anything that's, you know, growth edge that you've dealt with in the last month, or any great success story, anything in particular that you feel like sharing?
Yeah, probably definitely letting go of old belief systems is something that's played quite a big role in the last month. I just did my second cacao ceremony for our community about 2 weeks ago. So it's just sort of letting go of those, I'm not capable, I'm not, you know, I don't have the, you know, the skills or the, it's just letting go of all those old belief systems of doubt, self-doubt and fears. And I love the acronym that you use quite often on your podcast of what fear is. And I definitely look at it that now each day. So when I feel apprehensive about something, I just, realign myself with what is my soul wanting, and just go with it and just drop that fear. So that's been a huge thing for the last month for me, is just rising up with that.
Very cool. Yeah. I mean, you probably heard me say it, if it scares you and it excites you, it's probably for you. And we all have those, you know, Does, you know, if you think of them in terms of like, okay, I'm a little nervous or scared or fearful about this thing, and I feel like I can, you know, you think of like the little kid that's trying to walk for the first time, or, you know, you see the puppy trying to go do something, you know, really get up its nerve to do something. We're all just doing that same process over and over at different levels, it feels like. So it's, it's just always, it's always so inspiring to hear that anyone is overcoming that stuff, you know, because there's so many people that, once again, like we were just talking about with Jonathan, it just like cripples, and then they sit on the sidelines for indefinite period of time, and that's no fun.
Yeah, I find it so interesting to talk about like excitement and nervousness, and both of those emotions themselves are physically so similar. Mm-hmm. You know, nervous energy and excitement, it's both like that increased heart rate, the little bit shorter breath, and really the only difference is what are you thinking. You know, if you're nervous, you're having those negative thoughts of, oh, I don't know, I can't do it, da, da, da. And excitement is, oh my God, I can't believe this is happening, this is so exciting. So it really invites you in those situations, like you're saying, when you're feeling, you know, nervousness and whatever, for, you know, starting to think, oh, maybe I can't do this or whatever. It really is just that shift in perspective. And suddenly you can take that nervous energy and turn it into excitement. And now you're on like an adrenaline high instead of feeling overwhelmed.
Totally. Totally. So Karen, do you have anything to share since we were on last month?
Yeah, I do. I've had a couple of stories of unlocked abundance, which have been really fun. The first one being recently, just to share a little bit, I shared about this on one of the last clubhouses, but I've been going through a lot of challenging emotions, a lot of old wounds, a lot of old things coming up. And that's really been calling on me to like focus on myself, focus on my mental health, and just kind of get back to basics. Like, you know, obviously Brandon and I, you know, because you can imagine it's like we're in this all day, every day. We talk about this stuff so often, but, you know, we teach best what we most need to learn, I believe Brandon says. And so, you know,
I've never said that. I don't know what you're talking about.
And so I feel like I had gotten to this place where I had kind of gotten onto autopilot and felt like, oh, yeah, I've done all that. But not doing the work, as in keeping myself in a higher vibration, not doing the meditation, you know, things, and just not doing the things that I need to do to take care of myself. And so I decided to, you know, make a commitment to myself and start doing things that were just for me. And one of them being, I bought a ticket to like a woman's circle, which is something I've never done before. And was just like, okay, I just want to do something that is just like, all me, it's all for me. That's the whole point of the whole day, is just something that I want to do and enjoy. And synchronistically, I end up getting connected with this other woman. One of the women who's putting it on said, hey, so-and-so needs a ride from your area. Can you carpool with her? And I was like, sure. So right there, I got this one first little bit of unlocked abundance, as I committed to myself to do something for myself. And I end up unlocking this epic friendship with this woman who I end up driving with. And along the way, I find out that she's a life coach and does hypnotherapy, which is something else I was just thinking about and interested in. So being in that feeling and spirit of like abundance and wanting to demonstrate to the universe that I'm ready to commit to myself, I'm ready to do whatever it takes, like, okay, fine universe, I'm listening. My mental health is my full-time job. Taking care of myself is my full-time job. I'm ready. And so I, again, kind of uncharacteristically, you know, life coaching is not something I've ever really thought would be for me, or not something I was traditionally like interested in, but in the moment it just felt right. I said, okay, I want to do it with you. And she started talking about pricing. I just said, whatever it is, I'll pay it. I'm abundant, I can do it. And she told me what the deposit was. It was definitely more than I've ever imagined myself paying for something like this, but I said, okay, sounds great. And then the very next day, I got home and I had a pile of mail that I hadn't opened yet. And one of the things in this pile of mail was my security deposit that I was getting back from my previous apartment. and it was just over the amount that was for this deposit for the life coaching.
And did you expect to even get a deposit, or did you?
It was, what was weird about it is I moved back in January. So I was supposed to get this deposit like sometime in February, and then it never came. And so I've had a bunch of back and forth. I had to call the apartment. They're like, no, we sent it. I'm like, no, you didn't. And so I'd had a bunch of back and forth with them. So the deposit check was quote unquote late. But now in retrospect, it's like, it was exactly on time. So it was late, but then, and then again, and then it was sitting in a pile. I didn't even know it was my deposit check, because I wasn't expecting it. And it was just sitting in a pile of mail for like a week and a half or something. Sure. And then the day I say, okay, I'm willing to pay a deposit, whatever it is, just tell me the price and I'll pay it. The very next day I get a check that's like $120 over what the deposit I was about to put down. So it was like, okay, it's basically free.
It's all make believe.
That's amazing.
Thank you. Yeah, it was really cool. And then I have one more little shorter story. Was I wrote down my manifestation desires, which was something that Brandon, like, I hadn't actually done yet, our own game. I hadn't sat down and wrote them out fully, you know. I'd done like a little bit, but I wanted to really sit down and commit some more time to it and write like a full journal entry page of all the things I wanted. And one of the things I said is, I have many fulfilling relationships in my life. And within the next 24 hours, I had like three close friends who I was really close with in graduate school, who I haven't seen since last March, because our school went online and then we don't see each other, COVID, et cetera, et cetera. And within 24 hours, I had three people reach out to me out of the blue, just, hey, how are you? I was thinking of you. I missed you. Let's get on a phone call soon. Let's chat. And it was just like, felt like such immediate, just like immediate response. It's like, I put it out there and immediately I got, again, this like, you know, such an important form of abundance, which is friendship and relationship and fulfilling relationships. So that's my other one.
That's so great. I love all these stories. Everyone's got something awesome to share, pretty much. So I would love to share one as well that I was thinking, like I said, I was going to just share in the group, and I thought about sharing it on the podcast too. I've shared a little bit on the podcast about, some of you guys maybe have heard, the day that I ordered the book, that was done. I hit order, you know, get my first copies of the book. It's like done, you know, put in the order to create the physical copies. And then a few hours later, hearing from my ex-best friend and business partner, who I reference as like the villain in my story. And if, you know, over the years I've told the story of my, you know, falling out with my ex-friend and partner, and it's definitely been a part of my narrative, a part of my journey, and I've shared it so many times on the podcast. And then of course, the moment I order the book is done officially, within a few hours I see his name pop up on my phone, and I'm just like, you know, at first kind of shocked to see his name. It's been over 5 years.
And I was like, answer it.
And she was there and she like pushed me like, answer. So I did. And, you know, he's like, look, I know you probably don't want to talk to me, but I just had to reach out. I've been on a very, you know, intense spiritual journey the last couple of years. And now this person before, part of the reason we split was he thought I was crazy with all the spiritual stuff, you know, or kind of got more that way and sort of like, you know, looked down his nose at it. And so, you know, here he's now calling me, telling me he's been on this intense spiritual journey and that he's been meditating a lot and lots of plant medicine work and all the things he would have nothing to do with back when I knew him. And he said, you've appeared to me multiple times in like meditations where, you know, and it just happened a few moments ago, you know, very intensely, and something about us like writing a book together or something. And I was like, well, I just ordered a book where you appear as the villain in one of the examples, you know, what I share. So we kind of co-wrote the book together. And, you know, the first conversation was a little odd for me because it was just all the feelings of, you know, what I'd been through and this sort of betrayal and lost friendship. And so we didn't talk, he did most of the talking, and then we ended up talking again a few weeks later. Then we met up and spent the day together and sort of like, you know, he apologized and there was a lot of, you know, we both cried. It was like very emotional and intense. And, you know, now he's, it's like my, my lost brother friend is back in my life completely. And that first day I went to see him, and this is a few weeks back now. So this is, you know, now the book is out. All, you know, it's all about, you know, abundance this, abundance that is everywhere around, right? Well, it turns out he has been on a journey for, you know, he went after our split, he went from, he's very extremist. He went, you know, 100 pounds overweight. And he's like, said, he told me, he's like, look, I was suicidal. I mean, I probably would have killed myself if I wasn't such a wuss. and, you know, now he's in like perfect shape and, you know, was, had no money, he'd run, you know, lost everything. And now he's just beyond thriving. It's like extremes, you know, he's just doing amazing. So he literally walked out and he's like, look, I just want to help you. I want to help to spread the word of what you're doing. I want to get this book out there. I want to help, you know, I don't want anything for this. And he hands me an envelope with $50,000 cash in it. And so like, it's like major abundance, just like, what, like, just, you know, I want nothing, you know, this is just like, I am, you know, and he's doing really, really well, obviously, to be able to do something like that. But that was completely left field and unexpected. And so
Brandon,
you know,
Brandon comes home from this and I'm like, how did it go? He's like, well,
pretty good.
Like, oh, this abundance thing seems to be working.
Yeah. And you know, he really, you know, one of the reasons I haven't really shared, he's like, look, I really don't want you telling people or whatever. It's like, cause it's not, I don't want people to, I don't want anything, you know, and him in the past, that's the last thing he would do. You know what I mean? He's like, Mr. The old him is like, you know, there'd always be a catch. There was no catch. It was just like, here, I just want to like support and, you know, support the cause. And, you know, yeah, since then it's like, it's been really amazing because it's like, I mean, I talk to him most days. He's like, you know, coming, he's going to probably be getting a room here at the Mystic Manor, coming up and spending some of the weekends up here. And it's just like, all of a sudden, not only, I mean, the monetary part's great, but even more important is like, you know, this person was like a brother to me. And then it was like this deep wound. And now all of a sudden they're back, but like a much greater, you know, greatly improved version of this person who now it's like, ironically, is more into spirituality and bettering themselves and consciousness. And then I, you know, cause he does everything to an extreme. So before it was just like, yeah, Brandon, whatever, you know, and now he's like, just every morning, it's like 6 a.m. he's texting me with some, you know, spiritual meme or thought or talk, you know what I mean? And it's just like, the universe is just so funny. It's so, so funny. So that's my abundance story that just unfolded that, you know, you could never plan for, right? I mean, he's the last person I saw waltzing back into my life, much left with not only monetary abundance to help support the cause and to get this out there further and wider and all the things. But then, you know, like I said, even more important, the friendship and yeah. So it's magic is real.
That is amazing. I just have to say that that's unbelievable.
Yeah, it really has been quite an amazing journey. I'm actually going to bring him on. We talked about him coming on the podcast. Especially people who've been listening for years. I mean, they've heard, you know, I've referenced him 20 mm-hmm. times over the years, you know, it's like this story of, you know, this hero's journey tale of, you know, and I've told the whole thing many times, but now it's got like, oh, but wait, there's a new chapter on it. It's not just getting to like, I got the opportunity to forgive and let go and go on, you know, about my life. It's like, oh, but then it comes back around in a way that is like better than you could have ever hoped or planned or expected.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You planted that seed in him.
Mm-hmm. You know? That's what he called to say. Basically. He's like, look, I know, you know, I just want to thank you because if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be where I am now. You planted that seed all those years ago and it sprouted. And, you know, now I'm just like, I get it. I understand. I didn't before, you know, and he was in fear. He was fearful. He was, you know, scared of there not being enough and how can I just take whatever's around me at all costs. And now it's just like, he's, you know, just looking to
how can I now, of course, you know, he's manifesting all this abundance for himself. And so he's just like, how do I use it to help other people sincerely without an agenda, without, you know, and it's just beautiful to see the difference, you know, and to get him back in my life, but, you know, new and improved.
Yeah. I love that story because it shows in just one story how many different forms of abundance there are. And like, because in just that one story that you just told, it's like, I mean, there's the obvious, you get $50,000 unexpected, of course, but also to, again, like to have this friendship back, like, you know, I can say firsthand, it's been so cool to see Brandon reconnect with someone that it, you know, just their interactions are so, you know, like two brothers, just like relaying off each other. And, you know, it's so, you know, Brandon works so hard. And so to just have that, you know, low key friend that it's not someone that you're connected through for some other reason, it's truly just a friendship. And then beyond that, the abundance of being able to heal such a significant wound, like, of course, as you can imagine, such a, you know, we've all experienced some form of betrayal or heartbreak or, you know, something like that. And, you know, that's such a unique and special form of abundance where it's like, oh my gosh, I really get some closure on this. I really get to, you know, add to the story. Like you said, it's like it's been a long story, a long story arc that feels like it has a pretty like cut and dry ending. It's over. And you know, just kidding. That wasn't the climax yet. There's more to come. And so, yeah, I love that story for you because it really is a great example of how, when you're cueing in and paying attention to how things are unfolding, and like what Kristen shared too, with having, you know, your pregnancy being, you know, you're asking for, you know, you didn't, you know, you're asking for so many different things, but it's this or something better. And within that one thing, you know, have like getting to have a baby is like, there's so many different forms of abundance within that, that you now get to explore that you couldn't have imagined or put down on paper. Cause how could you?
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Totally. It's totally.
Truly amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. It's really interesting too, because now it's also like an ally where, you know, he's part of my birthday synchronicity too. His baby mama has my birthday. His grandmother has my birthday. And so it's like, you know, definitely like a soulmate energy. And so to have that person back, I mean, I have lots of people who are in my life and lots of friends and a lot of people that, you know, want to connect or spend time. And there's so many amazing people, but you know, you only have so many people that you just really have that sort of level of connection with. And so to have lost that, and then it's back, it's like, oh, this is like, you know, my best friend is back. And then even doing, you know, business wise, especially now that he's not a complete asshole, you know, he's so capable with that sort of stuff, you know? So, and he wants to like, how do I now do good, you know, in the consciousness arena? How do I help to raise consciousness on the planet? How do I bring healing, and how do we do it together? How can we join forces and with our unique chemistry? And so it's really fun to see, we both know it's like, well, okay, what's going to come, you know, we're going to do something together. It already started with him. Like, he connected me with Raghu Marcus, who you'll hear on the podcast soon. He runs the Love Serve Remember Foundation, which is Ram Dass's association. Mm. And, you know, him being the way he is, he got to know him in the last year, you know, 6 months or something, and made that connection. And then we're going to go out and meet up with them and see about helping their foundation and getting involved. And, you know, and so, you know, who knows what will come from it. But I have a feeling, you know, there will be, you know, it's like, with certain energies, when they come together, the sum is greater than the equal parts, right? It's like a band, you know, like, oh, George and Ringo and Paul, they can all go do other things. But when you get certain people together, you know, you really create that chemical reaction. So, you know, we have that. So it's going to be really interesting now with his interest aligned with my interest. And it's not just about making money or whatever, you know, at all cost and stepping on anyone you need to in the process. It should be really, really interesting to see what comes from here. But yeah. Very, very exciting. Well, how about for the rest of our time with you guys, is there anything that's been coming up for you that, you know, has been a challenge or something that, you know, I don't know, challenge that you're facing or a question about something that you've had, anything that you feel inspired to discuss and hear my thoughts on or the rest of the group's thoughts on? Thea's like, me.
Yes.
You can always count on me for
Thea's a always question good.
Or a contribution. Yes. So I am having, well, and this is part of like the main focus that I put out there in terms of abundance that I wanted to generate, right? And I'm looking for more balance and time. Mm-hmm. And I have a like crazy schedule with my job, and we're clearly understaffed, you know, my whole team. And it's like, I could work, you know, constantly nonstop and still not be caught up. And so I almost like, I even feel guilty doing things for myself because I should be doing this. And, you know, so I'm trying very hard to kind of let that go, but there's also that sort of that practical part of it, right? Shit needs to get done. Excuse me.
Yep.
Like, so I'm having such a hard time. And here again, we come to the balance piece of it, right? Like I'm struggling. I'm really struggling with that. I'll just leave it at that. Or, cause yeah. I could just keep rambling.
Yeah. I so relate to that struggle. And
me too.
Yeah, it's such a part of my journey, like the never ending amount of work and to-dos and like, yeah, it's so Karen and I's friend Cisa, who's here at the Mystic Manor as well, said something last week, and I think I even mentioned it on the podcast because it really just like rang a bell like in me that I don't, you know, always think of now. She meditates a lot. Like she's meditates at least a few hours a day. She's very into her mindfulness practice, up like 5 a.m. meditating, you know, just a lot of self-care, right? And she's, you know, been very successful, like child star in Denmark where she's from. And she's in like a couple movies that are coming up, you know, coming out, one coming out in June in theaters, I think. And, so she's, you know, successful, but, you know, has really in the last few years made it her priority to focus on, you know, her spiritual development has been through the roof in the last year or two, especially. And, she said that, and one of the things that's been happening to her is really starting to hear like guides or, you know, the voices are coming in and, you know, and with messages for other people. And yeah, my friend John Amaral actually did work on her the other day. He's been on the show a while back. He used to travel with Tony Robbins and be his personal energy healer. And then he's on an episode of the Goop, Gwyneth Paltrow show, that I forget what it's called exactly, but it's like the different healing modalities that she goes through and explores on this Netflix show that came out maybe 6 months ago or so. And John was one of the episodes. And so he came over and did energy work on her, and she's just like blasted wide open and is like just connected to cosmic consciousness like more and more every day. And she said one of the things that came to her in one of her meditations not so long ago was that every time that you meditate, you're actually creating more time for yourself. So, you know, you think of that. I mean, you've maybe heard me say before, I love how Osho says everyone should meditate at least 20 minutes a day, unless you're too busy, meditate for an hour. But think of it even a step further, what her guides or whatever she's hearing in, you know, in her process, like, look, by doing this, you are actually, think of it as like a deposit of more time in your life. So it's not, you know, I always think I hop out of bed and like, let's go, go, go. I got so much to do. I could never get to it all. And I'm, you know, going a million miles an hour and like, hold on. So if I stop and meditate, it's like depositing. And, you know, if I spend an hour meditating, I just deposited an extra hour equivalent of time and resources into my day. And it just stuck with me so hard. It just, you know, resonated as like a deep and profound truth, like, That's the hack. That's why the more you chase and are running to get all the things done, the more things there are to chase and get done, right? And so imagine if you meditate for an hour, you created an extra hour in your day on top of that hour that you were being super zenned out and peaceful. And, you know, that's the thing that it's back to this idea of, it's like, it's kind of like, it's all funny money. It's like, oh, 50 grand, poof. You could have never planned on that in a million years. You could have never planned on your husband out of nowhere getting a job and raise 25 grand, you know. Oh, you could never plan on, you weren't even thinking about having a child. And wow, talk about, I mean, there's nothing more abundant than that. I mean, that's going to be the ultimate form of abundance, the richest experience a human can have almost, right? Arguably, I would say it is. For me, it has been having a child. So yeah, it's once you start to really settle into this idea that it can and probably will come from a direction in a way that you could never plan on or create. And so, okay, I'm going to create the space that my job is to get into that magical zone of relaxed openness. And that's what, like, you know, meditation does, right? Just allowing things to come in, inviting the magic in, you know, finding myself as peaceful as possible in the midst of all this hurricane, you know, being the eye of the storm, all this hurricane of stuff is happening around. So Thea, I can relate so much. I mean, the amount of things that I have on my plate, it's like, it's kind of stupid. Yeah, Karen's the same way.
I'd love to speak to this as well. Because Thea, when you were speaking, like what you said, I've said almost word for word multiple times in the last 2 weeks. I just graduated with my master's in speech therapy, and I just started my first like full-time job as a speech therapist. Yeah, very exciting.
Abundance.
Abundance.
And you've wanted that for a decade.
Yes. And it is a lot. Like I have 65 children on my caseload, you know, and every single one of them needs to be seen, and I need to know their goals. And it really is. It's like, I could legitimately work all day, every day. Like I leave the house at 7 and I get home at 5:30. I could come home and I could sit down and I could work until I fall asleep and wake up and do the same thing. And I could do that all day, every day. And I still would not get everything done. Like there's just no way. And so what I've been relaxing into is just knowing that it's like, it's too much work. It's more than I could possibly humanly do. Then really where I'm where my responsibility is like Brandon was saying, is just focusing on doing everything that I need to do to remain not stressed. Because when I get stressed, I can't do anything. And so it's like, oh, all of that work that I'm doing, if I'm stressed, I'm not doing any of it. So I do as much as I can within reason. I'm getting better and better at taking a look at everything on my plate and getting real about like, okay, I know I want to do all of these things because I want to be really organized and I want to have a system and I want to have everything in place and feel really prepared, but getting really real with, okay, I want all that, but there's really only two tasks that need to get done. Like this impacts somebody else's day, or, you know, this is really like, if it doesn't get done, some other negative bad thing's gonna happen. And so getting, for me, just getting more relaxed into that of or getting better at differentiating between what am I wanting to do just to feel really prepared versus what truly needs to get done. And the things that are actually time sensitive, I've started to realize are, you know, they're not as many as the like 100,000 things I wanna do. And a mantra that I use throughout grad school and that I continue to come back to is one of my favorites is, it'll all get done. And it does. It always all gets done. And a lot of times we have, again, it's like, I can imagine you're like me where it's like, you want to build out the system. You want to be really organized. You want to have everything in place. So you step in, feel really prepared, but constantly the universe has set me up for situations where I'm kind of forced to go into it unprepared and it goes great. Way better than it could have gone if I was prepared. And I feel like the universe has set that up for me to remind me, like, you don't need to prepare as much as you think you do. And in fact, sometimes when you over prepare, it's a hindrance to what wants to unfold, because I have some, you know, really specific idea of what's going to happen, instead of really, you know, in my case, really being able to be open to following the student's lead and following kind of what's happening, and just feeling into what feels right in the moment. And so for me, those have been kind of my two practical pieces of advice that I would give you is, one, just getting really real with what's truly time sensitive and what are the things that I just really want to do because it's going to make me feel better. I'm going to feel like I did enough or I'm more prepared or whatever. And then two, realizing that, like I said, you know, this past month, it's become so clear to me. I'm like, okay, fine. My full-time job, even though I have multiple full-time jobs, like my full-time job is to manage my vibration. That's it. Everything else comes second, even my career, which my career is my dharmic path. It's absolutely beyond a career for me. It's completely my passion. I'm divinely guided to do it. And yet that comes second to managing my vibration always.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Go ahead, Kristen.
Yeah, no, it's so crazy because I just was talking to my friend earlier. We're actually talking about these exact same things because I've actually had a few abundance things, not besides the pregnancy. I left my full-time job and I'm going to school now. And so now I'm working part-time for Uber, and which has been great. I've actually, like, they've been having these awesome promotions where I'm making like double or triple what I would normally make. So wow. It's pretty amazing. But anyways, I was just going to say, it's like, even though I'm working part-time, it's like I'm somehow like subconsciously adding things into my life that are making me extremely busy, because I think that's just what I've been used to my whole life. And so, like, this morning I was just having this conversation with my friend about, you know, just, we can't do it all. Like, we just, it will get done, like you were saying, Karen, but, you know, I think in the moment we can get really overwhelmed, like, oh my God, there's all these things to do. Like, oh my God, am I going to get it done? I can't do it. But what keeps coming up for me, like, just like these past couple weeks and this morning with the phone conversation and this conversation, is letting go. Especially with me finding out that I'm pregnant again, I'm like a very big planner and organizer, and I keep getting these messages to just surrender, just let go, just focus on what you're doing now. Because again, I was talking to my friend about this, and I was saying, it's like, I feel like you were saying, Karen, I feel like I'm on autopilot. Like, I'm doing these things and I'm not even focused on what I'm doing. I'm focused on what I need to do next. And I'm like, always like, oh my God, like, I need to do this thing. I need to do that. Mm-hmm. And then what time is it? I need to leave in 30 minutes or, you know, whatever the case is. And, I've just really had to like sit down and be like, okay, like I need to take some things off my plate, and I just need to, yeah, it's like you were saying, Karen, it's yourself first, put yourself first. Everything else follows, and you do what you can and you let go. Like it's a hard thing, you know, easier said than done, but I just, again, I keep getting this message over and over, just let go, just surrender. And it's been really nice to have those messages. It just takes a load off. Mm-hmm. And I just hope that, like, y'all can do the same thing. And I, of course, you know, we all have different lives, but you know, maybe it's a different levels of importance, but that's just what I've been getting, is just let go. And it's so nice to, like, that load just is just removed, and it feels so nice. And yeah, so I just wanted to share that.
Yeah, exactly. It's like the results speak the loudest. It's like you do it and the results speak for themselves, because it's like the moment you're not stressed, it's like, guess what? You get so much more done.
Yes, yes, you really do. Yes, it's like a mindset thing. It's like, you know, yeah. And sure. I think, Brandon, you said earlier something about when the conversation first started, you were saying how, you know, you kind of look at this bigger picture, but then you kind of, or you look at a goal and then you get kind of overwhelmed with like how things are going to happen and everything like that. And I just, I just think that, yeah, I can get caught up in like the details and like how things are going to work. And again, it's just like letting go. And yeah, I don't remember where I was going with that. Yeah, the rest of that, but.
Well, you know, for me, the more I get out of the very sort of normal way of looking at things, the sort of logical perspective on, you know, 1 + 2 = 3, and I'm going to go, you know, step from A to B and B to C, and the way that we're taught to look at everything super logically, and you start stepping away from that a little bit and say, mm-hmm. Oh, well, hold on. What if magic is real? And if I am taking care of myself, getting myself into a state of peaceful relaxation, excitement, anticipation, you know, not allowing myself to go there with all mm-hmm. the limiting thoughts and beliefs and things, and just open up some space around myself instead mm-hmm. of just crashing under the pressure of all the things. And then seeing what kind of comes up, it's just like, oh, what do you know? This incredible person showed up to help you. Oh, this job promotion that you never asked for showed up. Oh, mm-hmm. these things start showing up to support that vibration that yes. you're in. And it's such a dance. I mean, this has been one that I've been probably my most challenging growth edge personally. I mean, I can even look back to moving into the Mystic Manor and first starting, you know, to do retreats and Optimistic and all the things, and just so overwhelmed with the amount of things on my plate. And it sort of slowly started to break me in a good way. Like, oh, okay. Let stop. You're in a state that's not enjoyable to, you know, mm-hmm. you're not being what you lose if you're in that state of anxiety. And so just, you know, refusing to go there. And a lot of times it just, like anything, it's like, you know, some people, we all learn at different rates. And I think I've been slow to really get this one. And I really feel like I'm really starting to come into it, mm-hmm. into my, you know, golden years of being able to just have fun and relax, do what I can, like Karen said. Yeah, BBB, and just find the things that are most present and most, you know, time sensitive and most exciting, right? Yeah. What's most exciting to me right now? What is demanding to be done now? And, you know, and you start looking at the end, how can I have fun along the way and take the break that I need and do the meditation to create more time, and, you know, show that I truly love myself by taking a moment to have nourishing food and good conversation and connection with the people around me, not just, you know, kind of getting by to get somewhere else. And yeah, I think, like Karen said, the results of that speak so loud. And so, yeah, and it's just such a relief too. Because you create relief for yourself. It's like, yes. I found a way. There's this storm raging all around me, and I found a way to find calm, you know, within it.
Right. What another mantra that relates to this that I use a lot is sometimes, like, the most productive thing I can do is nothing.
Yeah.
Because sometimes the most productive thing you can do is literally nothing. Because what you're doing that's productive is bringing yourself back into a state where you can be productive.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. So when getting out of that, that helps me get out of the guilt cycle of I shouldn't be resting. I shouldn't be doing this. I shouldn't be doing these self-care routines. I'm like, this is the most productive thing I could be doing right now is taking care of myself. Just, mm-hmm. just stop that thought. I'm being productive by just existing.
Yeah, I have another quote to add that's similar to that. And I love it. It says, if you don't know what to do, do nothing.
Yeah. Osho said, don't just do something, sit there. Or yeah. I happened to notice a song earlier, a liked song. I was going through all my liked songs on Spotify when we were driving for several hours today. And I was like, this song popped out, and it's the title of it. It stuck out to me. Nothing is something worth doing.
Yes.
So. Well, I want to be mindful of everyone's time. This has been so beautiful and always so uplifting for Brandon and I.
And I love how like extra intimate it is this time.
Yeah.
Also, before we sign off, I wanted to remind you to download the Golden Key audio or ebook as my free gift to you at goldenkey.gift using the Golden Key code POSITIVEHEAD. And please, if you enjoy my gift, leave a positive review on Amazon so others can find the book and unlock their lives with the help of the Golden Key as well.